Creole spoken in this section, Creole dialect.
Yeah.
And it's distinct from the French. If you understand the French, you won't understand the Creole.
Yeah, they say mon pas connais.
Mon pas connais.
Je ne sais pas.
Yeah. And it seems to be, as far as I can tell, well, a sort of combination of many African dialects, plus they borrowed freely from English and French, Spanish, Indian words, you understand, through the years. And there's still some people in this section that speak it very well, you know. They really have it down. But Creole is something you improvise as you go along. There's no grammar to it. And it's a very humorous language, too, if you understand it. A joke told in Creole is something can be very humorous, but told in English, it's not at all humorous. Now, remember this little story I was talking over with a friend. Of course, I'm going to tell it to you in English. She lived at, these people lived at Frisco, which is a little community situated between Livonia and the Front River here. Of course, this story happened 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that one Sunday morning, the father decided he had to go to the town of New Roads. Well, she had a little, they had a little girl, and that was about 10 years old. So he hitched up his wagon, and he loaded them all in the wagon, and it started off. Of course, that was a 3 or 4 hour trip, you understand? So when they get in front of St. Mary's Catholic Church, the mother decided she wanted to take the little girl to church. That had been the first time she'd ever been to church. You understand? That was in those days. Well, anyhow, she arrives and she gets in the church, sits in the pew in the rear of the church. Just at that moment, the bell rang for the mass to begin, and the priest came out of the sacristy on the side, and he was blessing. At that time, I can't recall what they call that, but a priest can tell you what it is. They blessed the flock before they started the mass, and the little girl sees this priest coming, you understand? And she grabs her mother's dress and holds on tight. She tells her in Creole, "Mon père, mon père, I'm afraid of that man." And she gets, as the priest approaches, she gets more panicky. And the mother tells her, "Pay ta gueule, Elizabeth, shut your mouth up." That's the way you express it in Creole. And and as the priestess approaches, she says, she grabs the mother like she says, mom, more pernova. And I'm afraid of the man, you understand? And the mother finally tells her, "Femta grand Dieu, shut your mouth up, your big mouth." She says, "That's not a man approaching." She says, "That's a priest." You get the difference?
Yeah.
C'est pas un nom. Elizabeth, c'est un prêtre. She tells her that in Creole.
Yeah, it's not a man, it's a priest.
It's a priest.
Yeah.
So that's one of the little stories. Of course, if you tell it completely in Creole, it is very humorous. But in English, it don't have that same meaning at all. And there's so many stories.
Funny. I get the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm. And you have a few people, and I've been after them. I've talked it up to get people to record